We've been taking your questions about how the coronavirus is changing all areas of our lives. I recently watched a TV show where people were freely giving out hugs and handshakes, and it felt jarring. NPR's Linda Holmes hosts the podcast Pop Culture Happy Hour, and she's with us to talk about how this disease is changing the pop culture landscape. She's also brought some recommendations to help us all get through. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ari.
It seems like this weird moment we're in where production on lots of TV shows and movies has completely frozen, but consumption and streaming of entertainment is way, way up.
Right. In some ways, people are paying a lot of attention to entertainment right now, but it's also so uncertain. They have shut down all this stuff. And, you know, it is an industry like other industries that's been hit very hard, in this case, by production shutdowns. A lot of these people work on contracts rather than as employees, if you're talking about production of TV and film. There is enormous hardship, and people just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. At the same time, if you are Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Studios, you must be doing pretty well right now, right?
Well, in the moment, it seems that way. There are places like Netflix that seem, you know, reasonably well positioned. They have stuff that's already produced that's available for them to put up. You know, Netflix has a big new show coming from Kenya Barris, who was the creator of Black-ish. There is stuff, and they have literally pretty much a captive audience.
Right. So, I think everybody I know on Twitter has discussed Tiger King.
Absolutely. But the question is, like, how long does that pipeline last? And then how fast can they start it up again? And when will they start it up again? So, you know, it's going to be Netflix now. What that looks like in 6 months or a year is a different question.
Well, because people do have time to stream on their hands, we've been getting so many requests from listeners for things that you would recommend. What's good to watch right now for folks this weekend, say?
Well, this is the main thing I'm doing with myself right now, so feel free to tweet me at Linda Holmes and ask me. If you have Hulu, my big recommendation for this weekend is the movie Portrait of a Lady on Fire, which is a very dreamy French period piece about women and painting portraits. It's really beautiful. Or to take a very different tack, if you want to go with a classic, you know what holds up great? Cheers.
What?
Cheers, a television show.
Yeah.
There are 11 seasons of it on Netflix. It holds up really well. It's dated very little except in the clothes.
I also feel like this is a moment where I can admit that the great marquee show I never got around to watching, I might finally be able to watch. In my case, it's The Sopranos. Somehow it's a blind spot for me, but like this might be a moment I could finally watch The Sopranos.
It really is that. And for me, it's a very different version of what you haven't gotten around to. But I finally caught up with the comedy Schitt's Creek,
What a great show. S-C-H-I-T-T-S. So we don't get calls from listeners, right?
We must clarify, but a great show that I finally caught up with.
So what are the long-term effects of this for artists and audiences likely to be? I mean, are we just not going to see hugs and casual handshakes on TV shows after this?
Well, that's a good question. I've had the same experience that you talked about where I see people hug and it's like, no, stand back.
Don't do that.
But I think, like, look, there's a certain amount of stuff getting canceled right now that will happen, but it's just postponed. It'll happen later, right? The James Bond movie will come out. The movie of In the Heights, which is Lin-Manuel Miranda's Broadway show before Hamilton, will come out, right? Some things that were being planned probably will never happen. There are going to be things that are going to fall victim to this economically or culturally. And then there are things that will happen, but they'll be different, smaller scale. And, you know, you still will see people making culture at home, you know?
Yeah. Well, Linda, your podcast always asks the question, what is making you happy this week? So let me ask you that question. What's making you happy this week?
So what's making me happy this week is watching the series Gourmet Makes on the Bon Appetit YouTube channel, where their chef Claire Saffitz recently made Girl Scout cookies. She makes kitchen made versions of snack foods, and she has a whole video where she makes Girl Scout cookies. I don't know if you have time for it. I brought you a little bit of tape
of her making.
Okay, let's hear it.
I love how smooth and thin they are. Colors are very similar too. I'm glad I used dark chocolate. I think that was the right call. I'm really pleased with how thin and even the coating is. You get like a nice saltiness at the end. I really like the balance of peppermint to chocolate.
Homemade Thin Mints? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. She's comparing her Thin Mints to original Thin Mints. And again, you can find that on YouTube, on the Bon Appetit YouTube channel.
Amazing.
The series is called Gourmet Makes. She also makes Doritos and all kinds of other stuff.
NPR's Linda Holmes, thank you so much.
Thank you, friend. Get some rest.
We also asked you at home to tell us what's helping you get through all this, and here are some of your answers.
Hi, my name's Amy Zimmer.
My name is Amir Blumenfeld.
This is Mary.
Hi, I'm Chris Haley in Williamsburg, Virginia.
My name's Susanna.
My name is Quentin Platt.
Self-isolation is, you know, a little psychologically difficult.
And it's tough.
What I'm doing to cope with it is really kind of focused on the science behind things.
Been using the computer a lot.
Gone a little overboard on purchasing virtual reality headsets.
And my kids and I are watching The Office.
I recommend Succession as a binge watch. It's very attainable. Just 20 episodes, 1 hour each.
We're watching Cosmos, the old PBS series, every night with our kids.
We had a sewing circle using Zoom.
Immersing myself in some popular culture that I may have missed.
Well, I am reading a great book right now. I'm reading Braiding Sweetgrass, and it's really a good one for this situation. It's Robin Wall Kimmerer.
Enrolled in an online writing course. I've always wanted to write a memoir.
And I'm just trying to make sure everybody gets outside every day to get some sunshine and fresh air.
Trying to get some fresh air as much as possible.
And getting outside, that is our number one thing.
By the way, to keep spirits up in my neighborhood, my wife has gotten people out for socially distanced sing-alongs. The other day it was Sweet Caroline, and tonight it was Build Me Up Buttercup. It's great to get out of the house and have some fun, even at a distance.
Well, one of the things that has made me happy this week is working with an incredible team of people who came together from across NPR to create this new program and answer your questions every night. These are some of the folks behind the scenes who've put this show together.
Maria Amraeva.
Samantha Balaban.
Natasha Branch.
Michael Cohen.
Eliza Dennis.
Connor Donovan.
Monica Evstatieva.
Barry Hardiman.
Claire Lombardo.
Eric Maripodi.
Lauren Migaki.
Jeffrey Pierre.
Jan Stewart.
Neil P. Vault.
Mia Venkat.
Carlene Watson.
Wynn Davis and Casey Nunix are our social media team. Sarah Gilbert is the VP of News Programming. Also thanks to Kara Tallow, Natalie Friedman-Winston, Steve Drummond, and Gail Austin. And special thanks to my co-host, Michelle Martin. One last thing that's making me happy. Last night, a song popped into my head that I hadn't heard since I was a teenager. I put it on, and it was like seeing an old friend after being apart for years. It's by the 60s folk singer Melanie, performing here live at Carnegie Hall, Let's Be
Mother
Together Alone.
We'll be friends during changes of weather. Let's be together on our own.
We'll be back on Monday. Keep those questions coming at npr.org/nationalconversation and on social media with the hashtag NPRConversation.